welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, you can find it at fmr.co.za. Today, a laptop on test, specifically the HP Envy X360 Convertible. As the name implies, it's a complete fold-back screen. It becomes a tablet. When I have these kind of devices on test, I always worry about the keyboard. I'm concerned that, you know, with the keyboard open to the back, I'm going to knock off the keys, but not this time. It's nicely recessed into the full aluminium casing with no edges to catch. It's a win. And that keyboard is a delight to type on. They really have done the impossible well. It's super thin and light, somehow more portable than a Mac Air in the hands, but more of feeling than reality. The bezels on the side of the 13.3-inch touchscreen are even smaller than the Air's, a proper win. It's near edge-to-edge. The screen is both touch and pen controllable. Sadly, the pen is not included, nor is there a dock for it. On the aesthetic side, it does have a fan that, although quiet, is not silent and comes on relatively easy to keep things cool. However, it's not an intrusive sound at all. I love that it isn't a Mac Air copycat in terms of design like some other brands, and the charcoal aluminium casing looks and feels upmarket and durable. There were no visible signs of wear and tear in testing, and I wasn't the first to get this unit. The hinges, often a weakness in these folding laptops, are all metal and should go the distance. The tactile unfolding is damped and just right. As far as accommodation for packaging goes, to accommodate the Bang & Olufsen, yes, sound system, there's a substantial speaker between the keyboard and the hinge area, which is a win. Yet this takes away real estate from the touchpad, making it not exactly class-leading in the touchpad size wars, about a quarter the size of a Mac Air's. But it does fall naturally to the thumbs and never made its size an issue, and we need to consider that this is primarily designed as a touchscreen, so a proper win. As far as the sound goes through those B&O speakers, it's pretty impressive. Well, when I start evaluating voice and bass on a laptop, something has changed for the better. For the record, voice high range and mids are superb. The bass, a little flat, with notes of a double bass being picked, for instance, going muddy on a track like my reference, Rebecca Pigeon's superlative Spanish Harlem. Just, they get lost, her voice came through exquisitely. As far as the processor goes, you get an AMD Ryzen 7 fourth generation processor with an AMD Radeon graphics card. It's perfect for the heavy business or home user. I have no clue how it performs in gaming. As the specs, it does well enough. You've got 8 gig of installed RAM, and you can expand that, and a 500 gig SSD hard drive. An easy all-day battery life for most users, and there are nice touches to it, like a physical switch to activate or deactivate the camera. You get SD card ports, one USB-C port on the right-hand side, and a USB-A on the same side. And you get a second USB-A on the left-hand side and a little 3.5mm headphone jack. I did hate one thing about it, is that it uses a proprietary charger and didn't just use the USB-C for charging. But that was the only thing I disliked. And while we're on the charger, the power brick is delightfully compact. So this laptop in all is a definite option for the mobile business user it's designed for. The HP Envy X360 Convertible costs just under 20,000 Rand at HP's website, and you should find it discounted here and there on the web. Well, that's it for me this week. It's been David Dundee. It's been great chatting to you about the latest tech. Drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za. If there's anything you'd like me to test, drop me a line. Otherwise, that podcast, if you want to go back in time, fmr.co.za. Until next week. FMR.